Today I'm speaking with Tom Bias, who is CEO of Growth Energy, and we're talking today about the E-Team. And Tom, why don't you start by telling us just what is the E-Team?
Well, Cindy, the E-Team is something that we created at Growth Energy to create an army of thousands of ethanol consumers and supporters who are willing to take the action to spread the message that ethanol is a clean, green, renewable fuel available today. We don't have to wait 20 years down the road. Ethanol is the only alternative to gasoline. And we want people out there to be educated about the benefits of renewable fuels and the national security issues that we address by producing our own fuel here in America, not counting on foreign countries for our fuel sources, in the jobs in rural America as well as urban America that are created. I like to tell people we created green jobs long before that was the political mantra of the day. And we can continue to do it as well as clean up the environment and provide rural America with an economic boost that's badly needed.
Now, who are the members of the E-Team then?
We have over 1,200 members currently, and they're people that volunteer and sign up. It can be as simple as they can go out and respond to a blog. And if you pick up the newspapers or you go on the website today, there's a lot of people that are spreading misinformation about ethanol. They sort of have this vision that ethanol is produced today like it was 30 years ago. That's not the case. They have this vision that people farm that way like they did 30 years ago, and that's not the case. So letters to the editor, op-eds, contacting their elected officials, volunteering to work events to spread the news, or going out and speaking, whether it's a local chamber of commerce or any other service organization within their community. We think that's what it's all about, because there's a lot of people that have a stake in this industry. There's a lot of people that have invested their money into ethanol, and that their jobs are dependent upon it, and or their livelihood. So we think we got a ready-made army out there of people to go spread that message.
Do you have to have any particular kind of expertise to be a member of the E-Team?
No, just a willingness to want to participate. Go to our website at www.growthenergy.org and click on the button on wanting to become active.
Now, any good team, I guess, to be a member of a team, do you get some training to learn how to be a good advocate for ethanol?
Oh, absolutely. And we'll provide information on all the various issues. But, you know, I found that there are so many advocates out there that if they would get energized and participate, we would be winning all these debates in the media and in the halls of Congress and in the state houses, as opposed to sometimes being on the defensive. And that occurred over the past couple of years where we came under attack from everyone. And I think now's the time we have to stand up in a proactive manner and go out and tell that good story. Tell people that we're a low-carbon fuel. We emit less greenhouse gases than gasoline. Tell the people that we create those jobs. Tell the people that we're helping our nation address a problem that's existed for the past 35 years, that literally our economy and our nation is often held over a barrel, an oil barrel.
That's so true. So who are you reaching out to become a member of the E-Team?
We're reaching out to everyone in the rural communities. We're going to shows and events, whether it's farm shows or ethanol shows or bioenergy shows, commodity organizations. We're casting a pretty wide net because we think we have tens of thousands, if not millions, of supporters out there. We just need to energize them. I think, Cindy, if we get people to speak up for what they believe in, then we're going to get good public policy and everyone will benefit down the road.
All right, got to do something, and that would be join the E-Team and make your voice heard in as many ways as you possibly can, right?
Absolutely. Never be shy about expressing your opinion, because I tell you, the people that don't believe the same way you do, they're not shy, and they're weighing in, so you should too.
Thank you very much, Tom Bias, CEO of Growth Energy.